It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tuesday, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. It's Tuesday, which means it's time for the Garden Line. Get those texts in. 850-437-1620 is the number to text or call. Good morning, Mike Wiggins.
Jenna, good morning to you. What a day.
What a beautiful start to March.
Exactly. And it's going to be like this Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Maybe Saturday. We'll see. Let's hope for the weekend. But this is a little stretch of absolutely gorgeous weather.
Things are looking up.
A lot of people really like this transitional period. I have a lot of people tell me, I don't like the cold. It's just not what I really enjoy. But I don't want to jump right into 90-degree summer either. I like that kind of middle ground, kind of where we are right now. And it's just gorgeous outside. So get on your bike, get on your running shoes, get your tennis racket, your golf clubs, your boat, whatever. Get outside.
Get in your garden.
Oh, no. I was going to say, don't forget your shovels and your rake.
Yeah, make sure you're shoveling for gardening, not like burying a body. I don't know.
Good point.
You never know. That's we got to specify here. You just don't know. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so it's warmer weather. Everybody's getting geared up for springtime. It looks like we're going to keep creeping into the upper 70s, lower 80s over the next few days.
So. Oh, my goodness. It's just wonderful. Let me tell you, Jen, about because I need to get this in because how fast it goes, I'll forget it. There is a Camellia show on March 5th that is at the Public Library on Spring Street downtown. It's called a Camellia Show for Novice Gardeners. Mm. And what the show is about, well, it's about a couple of things. But number one, it's free admission. And if you've got some camellia blooms and you want to learn how to show them, learn how to display them for all the camellia shows that we have in Pensacola, this is the place you need to go to. It tells you what the judges are looking for insofar as displaying your camellia blooms, but it's for novices. It is not for your people who do this all the time. It's for your backyard gardeners, your weekend gardeners, and I think it'll be a great deal. Now, here's the deal. If you're going to display one of the blooms you've got, it's from 9 to 11:30. The judging is from 11:30 to 12. And then the public, anybody, can go view the winning blooms 12 to 3. But here's what I like. They have plant sales, sasanquas and camellias, beautiful first-class plants on sale from 10 to 3. So you may want to look into that this weekend as you're out and about. There is a phone number here I can tell you right now. It's 850-780-0410. Also, as you know, I've always said this, and whenever Buzz and Skip are on the show for the annual Camellia show we have on the Garden Line, these gatherings of the Camellia Club are good if you just want to walk in and ask some questions. You know, take a bloom, say, what have I got here? What is the name of this camellia? How do I take care of it? How do I prune it? Should I prune it right now? Should I wait? You need to have all your questions ready because they will answer them no charge. So free of at the Pensacola Public Library on the 5th, which I think that's Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. So be there. Sounds like fun.
Be there. I love it. I'm going to add all this information to our podcast this morning. It's 9:10 here. You're listening to The Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr, and Mike Wiggins is here to answer your questions. 850-437-1620. Mark from Pensacola is on the phone. He's got a question for you.
Oh, my goodness. Great, Mark. Good morning.
Morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you, sir?
Man, I'm doing great. Thank you. Good to hear from you.
Yes, sir. Question, is it time to cut crepe myrtles yet?
Oh, no question. I would do it this morning.
It's a perfect day.
Not really. Not that big a hurry. But I would certainly do it in the next couple of weeks. It's time to do it. And as we've talked about so many times in the last couple of weeks about pruning these crepe myrtles, be careful you don't cut them back too far. You know, just kind of cut back some of that new growth from last year and let that be it. I have seen over the city so many crepe myrtles that have just been butchered and cut way back. And what that's going to result in, remember the name we always use, and it's true, a witch's broom effect next year. It's just not going to be as attractive as if you didn't cut it back quite as far. One other thing, if you have a crepe myrtle in the wide open spaces, there's no requirement to cut it back if you don't want to. It's going to bloom on all that new growth this year, so you'll get your blooms, and many of these varieties of crepe myrtles are large growing. They'll get huge. And if you want it to be that way, you certainly can. But if you're going to cut it back, which I'll tell you right now, I cut mine back about a week ago. And won't be long, hopefully, before they start putting on foliage, much too early now. But I would go ahead and do it as soon as you can do it, Mark.
Well, that's good to know. When you talk about the not trimming them, I think about the crepe myrtles on Garden Street that are just massive that Mayor Webb spearheaded all that planning years and years ago, and I often wondered about the city, you know, leisure services never cut those back. Well, now I know. I guess you don't have to.
Well, that's true. And if you go down Summit Boulevard, David Flaherty, who was head of Parks and Recreation, which meant he was in charge of landscaping in the city, put those in, and they really have looked good. But I don't believe they've cut them back. I'm not sure if they've ever cut them back. But it's in the median strip, and they have room to grow. So why not let them go? But yes, I would certainly tend to. If I have some in my front yard or backyard in a suburban environment, I'd go ahead and cut them back.
Okay, thanks for your advice.
Oh, thank you, Mark. Appreciate you calling. Good to hear from you, man.
Excellent. Thank you, Mark. 850-437-1620. You can text in your questions or pictures. It looks like our friend Jan is texting in some beautiful pictures of those. Is that something you're growing in your garden? Oh, my goodness. Gorgeous. And I'll have to add some of those. I don't know these flowers. I mean, I'm going to go ahead and guess.
You're being modest.
Is that a daffodil? No, that's a tulip.
It's a tulip.
Lily?
It's a yellow tulip.
Thank you. I've got one. I just kept guessing and figured if I hit it, I would just nail it.
It's beautiful. And keep in mind, on the tulips, I'm glad.
Mine are starting to sprout, like come up a little bit
already. Exactly. And what we always tell people on these tulips is enjoy them because they're not going to last that long and they will not come back. They need many more chilling hours than we have in Pensacola. I bet you dime to a dollar that Jan put these in the refrigerator before she planted them. You got to fool them. You got to make them think they're in a northern environment, living in Chicago or something, because otherwise they just won't do that well, and they really won't come back every year. We wish they would, but here in the South they will not come back every year. Tulips are great. Now some of your daffodils will come back every year. The Carlton variety is one that comes to mind that in a daffodil that will come back every year. But this is absolutely a beautiful specimen that Jan sent us of a yellow tulip. And it's kind of a harbinger of spring, John. You know, when you see this plant coming up and there it is.
It makes me so happy.
Here in March. You got to know the spring is almost here.
Oh, absolutely. And it is March 1st. It's the perfect day to kick off March with Garden Line. We've got a bunch of texts coming in, 850-437-1620. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk banana trees. Is that all right?
You bet.
All right, so stick around. If you have a question, 850-437-1620. Mike Wiggins is here. You're listening to the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Spring is right around the corner, and it's time to get your favorite weekend activities underway. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now is the time to get your hands dirty planting all your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What are you growing this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll be sure to have the best smelling backyard too while grilling those burgers on your Big Green Egg. Now you can get the Big Green Egg and all its accessories at Barnes Feed Store. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Ensley on Old Palafox.
Attention Pensacola homeowners. Have you been underpaid by your insurance company? Have you been denied any money due to your property damage? That's what Helping Neighbors Claim Adjusters is here for. Helping Neighbors Claim Adjusters are licensed public adjusters who help homeowners to recover money for any type of property damages. Don't waste your valuable time arguing and hassling with your insurance when you have professionals that do that for you. Are you experiencing roof damage, ceiling leaks, ceiling stains, or mold and mildew? We can help. Is your home experiencing plumbing issues due to old cast iron pipes? Stop waiting and call us now for a free evaluation. 850-988-4036. Homeowners, remember, if your insurance company told you that your damages are less than your deductible, then you should call us to get a second opinion because you may be entitled to more money. We're paid from recoveries, not your pocket, so we don't get paid unless you do. 850-988-4036. 850-988-4036.
Join Claimology Thursday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storms claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what you need before the next storm arrives.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'm walking, here's the knee, and I'm talking. By you and me, I'm hoping that you come back to me. I'm lonely as I can be. I'm waiting for your company. I'm hoping that you come back to me.
We're back here on the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, we've got a lot of texts. We're going to get to every one of them. We're going to get to everyone. But I do, before we go any further, need to thank Paul from Blue Sky Landscaping for being on the show with us last week. I had a lot of people tell me how much they enjoyed Paul being here. He has got a wealth of knowledge, and it was fun for Paul and myself to kind of bounce problems, gardening questions off each other. So, Paul, we enjoyed it. Hopefully you'll come back soon, and
he's
we'll do it again.
He's a gem of
good
a soul.
Guy.
And
a good
fun
guy.
Fact, one of my husband's very first jobs was working in landscaping with Paul.
Is that right?
And we didn't know that until I started this job here and met Paul, and we became friends first, so now he's my friend. That
so landscaping runs in your family, Jenna. I knew it did. It had to because of him.
If you mean like me just letting dollar weeds grow everywhere, absolutely.
And before the hour's out, we got to talk a little bit about that too. But
yes,
anyway,
we do.
We better get to some of these questions.
Banana trees. All right. So our friend Steve, he's talked about his banana trees before, and he wants to know, should we cut stalks down to the stump or just clean up the brown leaves?
Nah, cut them down. Cut it down. It's going to come back strong. It really will. I'd cut it back maybe a foot, maybe 2 feet off the ground and let that be it. Keep in mind, a lot of people will ask, we've had that question on the Garden Line before, how can I get bananas off my banana tree? Well, unfortunately, that it takes 24 months of weather where your banana tree is not knocked back by the cold. But you can see, we really hadn't had that much cold weather, but the one that the picture Steve sent us is certainly one that has been affected, and he just needs to cut it back. And don't worry, it will come back strong, but you just don't need to worry about that brown stuff. Cut it off and just let it come back this spring. That'd be my advice.
Excellent. All right. Thank you for that. 850-437-1620. Text in those questions. Good morning to you. Let's go on over. Let's see what Michael is asking this morning. Oh, okay. Money. How much should you
pay? Money.
It's about money. How much should you pay someone? And it's a good question. Maybe Paul can even jump in if he's listening this morning. How much should you pay someone to trim a crepe myrtle about 25 to 30 feet tall?
Well, let me say this, because I'm not sure exactly how to answer that. But I'll try. Number one, don't do it yourself. Just trying to prune a tree that's 30 feet tall. Don't get on that ladder. It's too dangerous. We have got a lot of very talented tree surgeons in Pensacola, and I would love to hear from one of them this morning to give us a ballpark. I mean, you have to kind of look at it to see how much pruning is needed before you can give a price. But since you ask, I'm going to really guess maybe $200, maybe $200, maybe a little more, maybe a little less, but because 30-foot tall tree is pretty tall, and you just got to have some special equipment and some talent to get up that high to cut it back. Now, of course, we've talked about this. I'm sure people are tired of talking about it. Be sure you get a professional to do it who knows how much to cut back so you don't end up with that crepe murdered situation. So that's my best shot at it. It'd be interesting to hear what a tree surgeon would say if they're listening, to give us a call, and nobody's going to hold you to it. Just kind of give us your eyeball estimate, what it would cost to trim back a crepe myrtle 30 feet tall.
And Paul even says that it really depends on how you want it trimmed, too. So just keep that in mind. So maybe start at that 200 ballpark figure. If it's tall, you got to think of, like, they're climbing a ladder. They got to bring in their own equipment. So,
oh, absolutely. There's no question. If you have one that's 30 feet tall and you say, look, I want to cut it back to 6 feet, you don't even need a tall ladder. You can go at it. But that's absolutely the wrong thing to do if you're trimming a crepe myrtle.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, 850-437-1620. Seeing this text come in this morning. It's about 9:22 here. You're listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3. Happy March to you. Here is a question. Okay, let's see. Camellia talk. You ready? Let's jump it back. We're going crepe myrtle, bananas, camellias. Here we go. Where locally can I find the variety that has a scent, and which is best?
Here's what I would do. One of two things.
This is the perfect time to ask this question.
It's a great time to ask this question. Number one, if you have the time, you know, we're all busy, swing by the Pensacola Public Library on Spring Street on Saturday and ask the members of the Camellia Club that very question, and they will absolutely tell you. They are so knowledgeable. But they will. They'll help you with that. I don't know of one myself. I'll tell you one thing, though. Carol Lord with the Escambia County Extension Service has the resources through the state of Florida where she could probably find that out for you, and that's no charge. That's your tax money at work there. Carol does a fabulous job with the Extension Service. You can just Google Escambia County Extension Service and get the phone number and go for it. You might also call our friend Larry out at Pensacola Seed and Garden. Good guy, very knowledgeable about local plants, camellias in particular. I think he might be able to help you with answering that question. But I'll tell you right now, I think if you want the final answer, going to the Pensacola Camellia Club would probably be the right thing. And what you might do, I'm going to give you one more idea. If you really just can't make that show downtown, that number at 780-0410 is probably going to get you to a member of the Camellia Club that might be able to answer your question on the phone. So a lot of options there to find that special camellia, and I'll bet you anything you can do it.
Absolutely. Okay, it's 924-850-437-1620. It's going to be an exciting, beautiful weekend, and what better way than to celebrate at a camellia show? I think that's awesome. Hey, popping on over to another subject real quick before we take a break. Is it time yet to go ahead and put down fertilizer?
No, I don't. I assume you're saying for your lawn. I think it's much too early. We're going to talk about, I hope, before the hour's out, if we have time, a little pre-emergence talk. We've been talking about that, but now is the time to get out that pre-emergence weed control out. The temperatures are just where they need to be. The time of year is just where it needs to be. You've got to put out that pre-emergence to get that barrier, weed barrier. That's kind of not very scientific talk, but that's what it amounts to, a barrier that keeps those weed seeds from germinating and coming up in the spring and in the summer. But fertilizer-wise, you really want to wait. I would wait, quite frankly, at least until April. I would wait, kind of resist putting it out in March, because if you put it out too early and you send up all that new growth, the ground is still cold and you might get some yellowing. So just resist. There should be a time factor between pre-emergence fertilizer and your lawn, I mean, pre-emergence weed killer and the fertilizer for your lawn. And while we're at it, because we're probably going to talk about this a lot, if you're going to fertilize your St. Augustine, your centipede, your zoysia, whatever, there's one formula that I really like, and it's a 16-0-8. You may not find that exact numbers when you go buy your fertilizer, but get that ratio close. You don't need a big middle number in the fertilizer. So a 16-0-8 is really good. There's some, that first number is nitrogen. And if you're going to wait till April, even late April, you can put out a, there's a lot of fertilizers out there with a 22% nitrogen, 24% nitrogen. You could probably use those, but now would be the wrong time to do it.
All righty. We're going to take another quick break here. When we come back, we'll try to squeeze in another question. If not, I promise you, we will get to your questions after our news break. 850-437-1620. It's 926 here on News Radio 92.3. You're listening to The Garden Line.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us this Wednesday at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical-grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
Join Cody Martin, Director of Education of Pensacola Opera, Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel as he discusses the upcoming performances of Rossini's The Barber of Seville. Everyone will be yelling Figaro as opera's Jack of All Trades returns to the Singer Theater. Popularized by Bugs Bunny as the Rabbit of Seville, performances are Friday, March 11 and Sunday, March 13. Tickets on sale at PensacolaOpera.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Come on over, baby, whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, I said, come on over, baby.
You're listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3. I'm Jenna Barr. 850-437-1620 is the number to text if you have a question for Mike Wiggins this morning. Instead of going over to a question, because I don't want to rush it, why don't we just touch on some pre-emergence talk real quick?
Well, I think so. I think this is pretty important, too. If, as we've talked about pre-emergence, if this is the right time to do it, here's a stat that tells you when to do it. Do it when the temperatures are between 65 and 70 during the day for four or five consecutive days. We are right there, right now. However, a few cautions. One, do not use pre-emergence on a lawn that's been in less than a year. It can really injure freshly seeded or even sprigged or plugged lawns. So be very, very careful. Now, and if you do plan on seeding your yard or even sodding your yard, in spots, I would not put the pre-emergence out. I really would not. I would wait and put the post-emergence out as we get a little further along in the spring. But you got to keep in mind, on a lot of the grassy weeds, like crabgrass, if they come up, your post-emergence weed control, which are weed killers that kill weeds that are there, it's not going to work. So, in any event, watch for your cautions. Be careful putting the pre-emergence around plants also. That can cause some damage.
Okay, excellent. We're going to do some pre-emergence talk. Mark, what do we got coming up in the news?
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Target shares up 11% after the big box retailer said it expects growth to continue even after its pandemic era gains. Target posted adjusted quarterly earnings of $3.19 a share. Analysts were expecting $2.86. Mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are upping the ante when it comes to affordable housing. The two enterprises will contribute nearly $1.1 billion to a fund that promotes grants to promote the production and preservation of affordable housing. A top executive with Estee Lauder is being forced out effective this week after he posted a racist meme on social media. John Dempsey, the executive group president of the cosmetics group based in New York City, must leave the company after he shared material on his Instagram account that Estee Lauder says did not reflect its values or the judgment it expects of its leaders. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials down 270. The S&P 500 is down 15, but the NASDAQ is edging up 2. That's Your Money Now.
And now, with a step back in the archives of Pensacola News, here's John Appleyard.
March the 1st, 1559, from the Mexican port city of San Juan de Alua, this is 1620 Radio News. And as we report today, there is unusual activity at the Cortez Docks complex, where tied to dock number 3 is the galleon Carlos I, which arrived yesterday carrying the immediate staff and present of Don Tristan de Luna, who was to lead a major expedition for Spain to secure the shores of North America. General de Luna, well recognized for his roles in the recent European wars, has arrived here well in advance of the fleet, which will bring from Spain the infantry, cavalry, and military supplies for this venture. General de Luna has been authorized by His Majesty King Philip to place bastions along the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic to prevent any foreign power from seeking rights there. His company, we understand, will ultimately include as many as 1,550 persons, 80% of the men and women, to liberally found a Spanish colonization and civilization there. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
We're getting nutty here on the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Good morning and happy Tuesday. Happy March. It's feeling springy out there. And if you are getting ready to do some gardening, text on in any questions this morning. 850-437-1620. Our text line is blowing up. We had a couple of, again, pre-emergence questions. Is it time yet? Should I wait? And I just want to reiterate that since we just took a quick break.
Yes. The pre-emergence, time to do it.
Time to do it.
Temperatures are right. Temperatures are just right between 65 and 70 during the day for 4 or 5 consecutive days. Well, this is a week to do it. Now, keep in mind, we all know we still have got to get through the month of March. But the pre-emergence needs to come out now, because I promise you, as soon as we have this string of days that are in 70, even get up to 75 or so, the spring and summer weeds are going to jump up. Once they do, it's too late. You can't do it. So if you don't get it out now, it's not going to do you much good. You're going to have to swap or switch over to the post-emergence. And you don't want to do that too early either, Jenna, because if you're having cool weather, the yards haven't really come out of dormancy yet, sometimes that post-emergence can cause some damage. So you've kind of got to wait till your window of opportunity is right, till it's a little bit warmer, but yet not too hot. So for the post-emergence, we can use them probably in late March, April, May. But then you might have to put them on the shelf as we get too hot.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you for reiterating that. I want to make sure that if people are just tuning in, we can remind them that you did answer the question earlier. And if you do have that question again, please text in 850-437-1620. A little bit more crepe myrtle talk. If you have the witch's broom on your crepe myrtle, should you trim that back or just start to let that grow out?
Well, I would start to let that grow out. And what you might want to do... There's a lot of literature out there on how to recover from excessive pruning on crepe myrtle. And just one item that you always read about is, if you got that witch's broom, pick out some of the larger growth and trim out the little stuff. And then next year, either let it go or just trim back about a third of the new growth. And in other words, cultivate the heavier limbs, heavier growth, if you will, that's coming out of that crepe myrtle. So, no, I wouldn't cut it all down. Pick and choose what to cut back. Keep the bigger, healthier growth. And I think it'll take a year or so, if not more, depending on how hard they've been pruned, to come back. But that's the way to do it.
Okay. Wow, over a year or so. Man, you're going to have to really nurse them back. Please don't murder them.
You really do. It's not going to happen overnight because some of this radical pruning it doesn't damage the tree. Tree doesn't care, but it just doesn't look good.
Nice.
Exactly.
Yes, the witch's broom, but it kind of looks like witch's hands, claws, like coming out, like I'm gonna get you.
Yeah, it's really funny. Someone mentioned Mayor Vince Wibbs and also Warren Briggs, who was in the legislature and lived in Pensacola, wanted to make Pensacola the crepe myrtle capital of the world. And he worked very, very hard at it and promoted them for years. And it worked. A lot of people planted them simply because of their beauty in the summer. But we need to be honest with each other. If you got a crepe myrtle and it's been cut all the way back here in March, it's not that attractive. So if pruning it back the proper way keeps it looking good in the dormant season, and then the new growth comes on. But you whack it all the way back, it's just not going to look good for a long time.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent reminder. 850-437-1620. Mike Wiggins is here to answer your questions on the garden line. Again, 437-1620. Here's a question that just came in. When should I start supplemental watering since we have no rain?
I started mine 3 days ago.
Okay.
We really have had very little rain. And it looks like we're going to have very little rain. A little high pressure is kind of sitting over us, which has brought on this beautiful weather. No complaints here. But yes, if you have a sprinkler system, I would go ahead and start it. I would water at least every 3 days or 4 days while we're still just in the early part of March, if we don't get any rain. This is where time of year where you've kind of got to deal with your sprinkler system or even just setting out your hoses and sprinklers manually. If it rains, cool. You just don't have to water for a little while. If it doesn't, you need to go ahead and start. Keep in mind, we have a very warm soil here in Pensacola, and this year especially, and so the roots are still growing on plants and on the turf, and so you need to get that water on there. I started mine and watered it for about 30 minutes the other day, and we'll probably do it again either today or tomorrow. And so, yes, I would kind of start paying attention to that because it is dry. Generally, we get into the month of March, we can have some of these fronts come through to give us a fair amount of rain. But I bet you, and I don't know this for a fact, if any of our weather folks are listening, I bet you our rain is way below normal at this point. I just kind of have that feeling looking at my yard. So we'll see. But, yes, I would start watering.
Yeah, get the water going. I'm sorry, people are out of control. I get to be back here and, you know, field all the messages coming through to you. Mike, you're welcome, because I protect you from a lot of things.
I really appreciate that. I can imagine.
We are live, so I'm trying to just keep it together. Let me go to a serious question in serious text 850.
Oh, no, no. Let's take a not so serious question.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
we got to intersperse those, too.
Well, let me start with, you know, we talk a lot of crepe myrtle trimming and, you know, doing it properly. Somebody like me from up north, I would never even think of trimming a tree. I would just let that bad boy go and, you know, let myrtle do her thing. But apparently here, some people get super excited, try to stub it, nub it, and then others, somebody made a meme and it said crepe myrtle lives matter, and it's like this poor nubby crepe myrtle. These, like, so nubby, it looks like knuckles all over.
See, that's a serious question. We can do some bumper stickers. You know, we could sell those bumper stickers just like we're going to sell our CD music.
Like, so, a PSA.
Yeah.
We need to put this downtown on public forums so people know how to treat our trees.
Stop crepe myrtle, period. It's three words.
Just don't do it. And plus, like, you look at it, you're like, why are dog bones growing out of the tree trunk? I don't understand it. 850-437.
I don't either.
I don't get it. It is 9:44 here. You're listening to The Garden Line. Does Mr. Wiggins have a suggestion for a tree surgeon that would work on a 25-foot grapefruit tree? Ooh.
Ooh, yes. Well, I don't have any names I could probably share with you. That probably wouldn't be right. But what I would do is call around, ask your neighbors, but find a tree surgeon that, quite frankly, just simply knows about citrus trees. They sometimes don't take too much pruning, quite frankly, but find somebody who has experience in that field. I think if you call the extension service, they might be able to give you a list. Once again, I'm going to go back to our friend over at Pensacola Seed and Garden, Larry, been in the business for a long time, and I'm sure he could share some names with you of people that have experience. You just can't get a rookie out there pruning your citrus, or really pruning any of your trees. When it comes to pruning trees, I've always said this, it's probably kind of silly, but whoever prunes your tree, let's say an oak tree, has got to have a touch of the artist about him. We talked about that one time. You need to be able to, kind of like getting a haircut. You know, you go to the barber, you say, I need a haircut today, but I don't want it to look like I got a haircut. So, you don't, if you're going to do a lot of pruning, like on an oak tree, to kind of open it up for hurricane season so the wind goes through it as opposed to knocking over the tree, you still don't want to have a tree that looks like it's been butchered. You need a pro. That's what I'm trying to say. And I think County Extension Service or Larry could probably give you some definite names. I don't know. I got to get on my computer here and see what
we're Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break. I'm so sorry. I really am good at keeping it together. Apparently not today. It is 9:45 here. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620, 850-437-1620. It is a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day to get those gardening questions, your lawn care, shrubs, whatever it is, tree questions. Get those in this morning. Mike Wiggins is here to answer them. Again, 850-437-1620.
Do you have the courage to go over the edge for the Ark Gateway? Saturday, April 23rd, don't miss out on the most unique and adventurous fundraiser coming to downtown Pensacola. You could be one of 90 people that rappel down the Studer Community Institute building. With pure, pulse-pounding adrenaline, you can help the Ark Gateway provide a better life experience for children and adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities in our community. Start your own rappel team, challenge your coworkers, or toss your boss. This is not your average fundraiser, so prove you're not just an average supporter. Still don't have the courage? Sponsorships are available, or you can make a donation to help participants reach their goal. Saturday, April 23rd, take your support for the Art Gateway to new heights and face your fears. Learn more by visiting ote4arc.fundraise.org or call 850-434-2638. There's a lot going on with Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters. Join them tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9 o'clock when they'll discuss their upcoming plans for Easter and Mother's Day. Sunday brunch, Maine Lobster Monday, Tuscan Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, a champagne dinner, and many other delicious events to mark on your calendar for the upcoming months. Tomorrow at 9 with Great Southern Restaurant Group.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
President Joe Biden has given his first State of the Union address on Tuesday, March 1st at 8 p.m. and News Radio 92.3 will be airing it live. See what the president has to say about the economy, the border, COVID-19, and foreign policy, including Russia invading the Ukraine. President Biden will address the nation, and you can listen to the entire speech on News Radio 92.3. Dependable. Local.
Newsmaker interviews with Brian Kilmeade. Money Talk on The Ramsey Show. No more, because you hear the best variety of national talk every weekday on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Every day, it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way.
850-437-1620 is the text line this morning. We are getting a bunch of texts in. Some of them are serious. They're actually serious questions. And others, you're just making my day. apparently, I said something. I don't know. Sometimes I say words. I don't know how they happen. But yes, don't stub your nub. That's literally, don't stub your nub. That's my quote of the year. If you want to make me a T-shirt,
I don't remember you saying that.
I don't know.
I'm not sure if you did.
But it does look like you're stubbing your nub when you murder your... Oh, my gosh. The memes with the crepe murdering is out of control. God. And if you want to send them, 437-1620. Let's see. Sarah's texting in a question. Watering grass. Yeah, we've talked a little bit about water,
about
but
that.
That's okay. Yeah. Go for it. Set up
I would go for it
your
right
irrigation
now,
system.
Today, tomorrow, because we haven't had any rain. We're not going to have any.
No.
All the way probably past the weekend.
I mean, I'm not mad about it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. But you do need to get some water on that turf. Shrubbery, maybe not so important, but not bad if you can. But get it on your lawn for sure.
Okay, excellent. And does that include St. Augustine grass?
No question. Probably maybe more than some others. Yes. My lawn is St. Augustine. And like I say, the last couple of days I have watered it. Yes.
Okay, excellent. Somebody's asking timing for watering. How often this time of year and for how long?
Okay, good. That's a great question. And that's kind of what we talked about. You kind of have to play it by ear. When to do it is no secret. Need to do it early in the morning. Let's say 4, 5, 6 o'clock. That's the best time to do it. One, if you water midday, the water will evaporate and it won't do much good. It won't get down into the root system because so much of it will evaporate. If you do it at night, it really will promote disease and fungus in your lawn. So early in the morning is the best time to do it. I would do it this time of year. Let's say for 30 minutes, twice a week, probably, maybe three times, depending on where you live. Keep in mind, if you live up north of 9 Mile Road, you got a little more clay in your soil, and it holds water better. You live in Gulf Breeze, you may be doing it, if it continues to stay dry, three times a week. Depends on where you live, and depends on what the rain situation is. But I would not ignore it this time of year. You can't just leave your sprinkler system off here as we go into March. And the rain may pick up. We may have these fronts come through, and we don't have to concentrate it on it quite so early. But right now, I think we do.
Okay, excellent. 850-437-1620. Can you mention again your recommendations of the types and brands for pre-emergence?
Good question. There are a lot of them out there. And what you've got to do is read the label on these pre-emergence. Let me give you some names. Atrazine is probably one of the most used. Dimension, you can buy it granular. That's a good one. That's a pre-emergence. There's one called Pre-M. That's good. P-R-E-M, big letter M. Those are three that are very, very good. But keep in mind, sometimes when you buy herbicides, it's tricky. You can buy some with the same chemical, but it's stronger than we want to use here in Pensacola, better for northern grasses. So if you're going to buy a bottle of atrazine, for example, read that label and have it say the name of the grass that you've got that is for St. Augustine or Centipede or Zoysia or Bahia or Bermuda, whatever you've got. Be sure, because if you start putting out some of these herbicides that are too strong, you can do grave damage. You really can. So be so careful about that.
All right, excellent. 850-437-1620. You're listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3. Where is a good place to buy sod?
You know, a lot of people do sell sod. I think probably one of the bigger dealers in town is Werner Turf over on Creighton Road. I pass them every time I come to the show. They are good dealers. They usually have quality sod. And I have some great literature from them that lists the name types of grasses that they sell. But be sure you talk to them and say, you know, I'm going to do some sodding. I want you to deliver this sod on this particular day, and I need to be very fresh. And they will do that. They're honorable people, and so Werner's Turf would be one choice. A lot of other people sell sod too, but I just have dealt with them when it comes to selling sod.
All right, excellent. We have Chris from Pensacola on the phone, right? Chris, good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. Yes, I had a comment. You were talking about a guy named Steve and his banana trees.
Yes.
Well, I have my banana trees, and I call you all the time every couple of years, and you say leave them alone. But I got like six trees, and two of them produced this past year. And one of them froze. The bananas froze on the tree. The other one was covered enough. All the foliage is gone, but the bananas are still coming on strong. So, leave them alone and cut them down.
I would let them go. You're absolutely right. I would probably go ahead and harvest the bananas whenever they're ready and then cut it down. So you have that 24-month period of new growth, and hopefully after you cut it down, we won't have any more freezes, and we won't have any next year either, then you'll be back in the banana business. I think that's the way I'd handle it.
Okay, I appreciate it. I had one more question.
Sure.
You may or may not know. I had heard that once your bananas come on, is go ahead and take the bloom off of it, and then the tree will support the bananas and not the blooms and the bananas.
You know, that kind of makes sense. I have never done that, so I'm probably not your expert on removing those blooms off a banana, but it certainly makes sense. It does. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I may give it a try before I cut everything back.
I was just going to say experiment.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, experiment. You've got six of them. Experiment with one of your banana plants and see what happens.
Okay. Thank you, man.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris, so much. Hey, we got to take another quick break before we wrap up here on The Garden Line. When we come back, I want to share a little tip that our friend Janet shared with us, and it's great to kind of prepare for this weekend. If you want to squeeze in one last question, hopefully we'll get to it, 850-437-1620.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Lindsay with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
Hard work, determination, honesty, fairness. These are the values you hold dear. And when you spend your hard-earned money, you want to trust that things will be done right. For over 100 years, BBB has been making it easier for you to find good businesses. When you see the BBB accredited seal, you know that's a company you can count on. So look for the seal and start with trust. Go to BBB.org and find a trustworthy business today.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
We are wrapping things up this morning here on the Garden Line. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. We've been hanging out, Mike Wiggins and I, fielding all the fun Myrtle memes. And hey, this is a great tip. I know somebody had texted, and I'm trying to find, I'm going to copy and paste it. I promise I will find you. We were talking about citrus trees, pruning, plants. If you want to go and talk to somebody also specifically, our friend Janet mentioned that Greg Clark with Gem Tropicals, he is at Saturday Palafox Market. His table is closer to Garden Street towards the end of the market. If you keep going all the way down south, he's towards the end. He has lots of citrus trees, lots of advice. He has beautiful blooms on his plants. So go ahead out on Saturday. They will be back this upcoming Saturday to ask those questions. It's kind of nice to talk to somebody face to face.
I'd like to meet this guy.
Oh, he's great.
Greg
he's Clark. Very, very
I'll look,
brilliant.
I'll look him up. That's great.
Yes. Thank you to Catherine for leaving us some gifts on gardening. I just wanted to mention that too. Happy Mardi Gras to all of you. And thank you for tuning in this morning. We've had a lot of fun. What do we have to look forward to next week?
Well, we've got it's springtime. There's so many things to talk about from landscaping to lawn maintenance, lawn fertilization, weed control. Just the subjects are endless, and I just look forward to it because our listeners are so great and ask such good questions that I think they will guide us insofar as where we need to go with what we talk about. But if not, I got a stack of stuff here.
Yeah, and then again, this upcoming Saturday, the Camellia Show downtown at the Spring Street Public Library. It's March 5th. What was the time again? I don't know. We'll look it up online, and I'll find out more information and throw that on our podcast for The Garden Line. You can look at newsradio923.com. Look for The Garden Line.
Thank you, Jenna. Thanks to Catherine, too, for touching base with us. She is very special.
Very, very special. And happy Mardi Gras.
To you, too.
And happy spring.
Absolutely.
Hey, stay tuned. Bob Burgi is joining us next with Winning with Mainstay Financial.
News, talk, traffic, and weather. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 WNRP Gulf Breeze Milton Pensacola.
It's 10 o'clock.